Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. I remind you, on the way from my conversation here with Pete O'Neill, that the Mark Steiner Show is sponsored in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's National Foreclosure Settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. We're here again with Pete O'Neill, filmmaker, who is premiering. I'm not showing his film tonight at Morgan State University. There'll be more showings in Maryland. It's All the King's Horses, the story of Gwin Oak Park. And Pete, welcome back to the program. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, how you doing, my friend? How's everything? I hope you're doing well.
Very well, man. How are you doing?
I am so excited. I am so relieved. Now, my wife, you know, I'm very fortunate that my wife gave me, and God gave me, two sons. I can't compare it to childbirth, but if it was close, I was so worried. I'm so relieved now that it's done, and I can't tell you the reception everybody seems to be.
I want to hear about that. I mean, be careful though, Pete. You know, you don't want to get your wife and other women angry by trying to compare birthing a film to birthing a baby.
I know. We'll be married 13 years in June, and I certainly don't want to go like, they don't compare, so I got to keep that going. But no, we had a reception now over here at the Robert Bell Center for Civil Rights, and I guess that's the one you talk to in a minute, too. He can kind of tell you, for a minute. But we just had a ball. And obviously, you're very prominent, and you and I had a chance to talk
yes,
a couple months back, and your story came up, and the room was quiet, and they heard your story about your mom and how you she was expecting it. You came back after all these protests and stuff as a kid, that you was on your shield.
Yeah, come home on your shield, she would say.
Come home on your shield. So the audience loved that, and needless to say, when you were talking about the officers and how they were arresting women and how they was treating the women and everything.
Yes,
it was just been an amazing, amazing minute. And I can't, obviously thank God in heaven for all this, but also thank the Robert Bell Center for Portland because they hosted the whole thing. And,
oh, wonderful.
It's been awesome.
So let's talk about this for a minute, because I'm sorry I couldn't get to the opening tonight, but starting on May 13th, we can make the openings because we're moving our show to 9 a.m. Here at WEAA, I won't miss openings in the evening anymore. But talk about the genesis of this film. I mean, you made this film about Gwin Oak Park and the struggle to integrate Gwin Oak Park in July of 1963, when 283 people were arrested. It was Baltimore's big amusement park, all white. Only white folks let in. And so tell us how you got to this story and what grabbed you about it and what made you kind of devote this time to it.
Yeah, now before I do that, because I got Pace here, and since they hosted it, I know he's only going to talk for a couple seconds or so.
That's okay, that's okay.
Let me give you him, so you can kind of, especially since they hosted this and it's on Morgan's campus, and Morgan was such involved with a lot of the civil rights with Northwood's here and the Reese Drugs. So I'm going to let him talk to you for a second. I'll come back, and then I'll tell you why I did all this.
Okay, now, who are we about to talk to, Pete?
Right here now.
Pete?
Mark, hi, this is Pace McConkie.
Hi, Pace, how are you?
I'm good. I'm director of the Robert M. Bell Center for Civil Rights and Education here at Morgan State University.
So tell us about the center. I mean, I'm very curious about that. I'm remiss in being over there to just meet with you because I need to, but tell us.
Well, when we get a chance, we should talk further about the work of the center, but it was established just a couple years ago here at Morgan for the purpose of identifying and studying continuing inequities in our public schools, specifically any continuing policy or practice that would foster discrimination or perpetuate segregated conditions in education. We want to be instrumental in helping public schools at all levels, elementary, secondary, and higher education, to eliminate those practices and policies, all with the aim of helping African American and minority kids get a fair and equal opportunity for excellence in education and to advance it to college. That's what we're about. And as you know, Robert M. Bell, for whom the center is named, is a Morgan State graduate, and he's
right,
the chief judge of the Maryland Court of Appeals and a great civil rights advocate in his own right. But we're honored to bear his name and to do this work on campus now.
That's really important. And today you hosted this film.
Today we hosted the world premiere of All the King's Horses, the story of Gwin Oak Amusement Park. And I tell you, it was a great opportunity for us to do that because Pete and Beverly O'Neill have crafted a beautiful and powerful, very powerful documentary about the civil rights activism that led to the desegregation of Gwin Oak, of which you were a part.
Yes.
But the film is powerful, and I'm glad that it could have its first showing here. You know, we focus on educational issues, Mark, but I emphasized in the beginning that you can't focus on any civil rights issue in isolation of another. So if we're going to make advancements in equal educational opportunity, for example, we need to understand the civil rights issues in public accommodations or housing or voting or employment, anything. And I was very moved, as were the many people in attendance, by this powerful documentary, which we are now hopeful will get a wider audience throughout Baltimore, throughout the state of Maryland.
And the nation needs to see this. Not just,
and the nation needs to hear it.
They do need to hear it. Well, we will do our best to help keep promoting this around everywhere we can as well. And I'm glad you joined us here. We look forward to talking to you more in greater depth.
I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Marcus, I'm back.
Good.
I'm your roving reporter. Who else you want to talk to?
we got about 5 minutes, so we better just talk to you
a
minute.
I'm sorry. It's so important because that's the whole purpose of the story. You know, a lot of times, you and I have talked about this when I was interviewing you, and I wanted you to meet Pace, talk to Pace, talk about what the center is going on, because so many times we hear about the African-American experience, but you see all these pictures of, you know, and I don't know how diplomatic to say this, just say non-African-Americans standing next to people,
yes.
Martin Luther King and all the above, and you wonder who they were, what did they do, why would they want to be involved, and your part in this story says, yeah, you were involved with the rights, yes, you went down to Cambridge. And I asked the question of you, why would you want to do that? When you could get in and do anything you want, why would you want to fight for folks like me who look like me? And that's why I wanted you to talk to Pace and what they do. You know, Pace is not African-American. If you mean he's tall, good-looking, non-African-American guy. You know, I just said it that way. I don't know how to politically say it the right way. And you wonder why he's doing the things that he's doing for me to be able to go into places and my kids to get into colleges and have all the right funding. So for folks that, you know, of all the people, this is still not about a Pete O'Neill or Beverly O'Neill and look at what we did. It's about talking about people like you who took the punches and the hits, and African-Americans and Jewish-Americans who took the punches and the hits and the pain so that some folks can go to Gwin Oak Park, but yes, go to Cambridge, get into, would you believe, well, I know you know, black folks couldn't swim in Ocean City.
Right.
But one day a month.
Right. That's right.
And you was down there protesting that. Mark Stein, a big-time radio person, was down there protesting, told me on tape that he was more scared of going to Ocean City than it was going anywhere here in Baltimore City, and it was just as bad in the Eastern Shore as it was in Mississippi.
So,
folks need to know that when they hear you on the radio, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, you don't need to talk to me for 5 minutes. I want you to hear all these stories from folks
and
like
I do,
you,
too. So where can people see the film next?
I don't know. I'm trying to get in as many places as I can. It's free. It's not like we're charging anything. We're going to the Baltimore Hebrew Congregation.
And when is that? When is that?
I know that's on April 26th. No, May 26th.
And that's open to the public.
And it's open to the public. I think we're going to have a couple more showings at Metropolitan Church in West Baltimore and, you know, Beth Am Church Synagogue. It's just, we're trying to get in as many places as we can, talk to as many people who was involved with a lot of the protests in Maryland,
right,
along Gwin Oak Park, down in Cambridge. So put the word out. I mean, if they can get in touch with us, contact the center here. I mean, I want to put Pace on Mark to get 1,000 calls, but we're just trying to let people know there was so much going on here in Maryland that's not on the timeline of civil rights that was happening in the country.
So what we can do is this, Pete, and I do commit this to do. You tell us, we'll get a list from you of all the places it's going to be showing next month, and we'll promote it on the air to get an audience out there to go see this incredible film, which they have to see.
I appreciate it. People need to know. I mean, you're on the radio every day, and they hear you talk about a lot of issues. And I'm not, you know, I shoot straight from the hip. It's not lip service for me, and I don't know how better way to say that because I'm totally from East Baltimore. I don't play around. people know need to know what Marx, and believe me, I don't need to give you accolades because you get them all day, what Marx Steiner did for folks here in Maryland. You know, and not because I'm on your radio show, and whoever's hearing me say, okay, who knows me, he doesn't do that. But Marx Steiner took some hits for African-American folks, and publicly, I want to say thank you for that.
Thanks for all that, Pete. I appreciate it, and I really appreciate your work you've done in bringing this really important story to our community. All the King's Horses, the story of Gwynn Oak Park. We will be promoting it all the next couple months, and letting you know where you can go see.
Mark, don't forget to tell them about the big event we're planning out at. I know you got to go out at Gwynn Oak Park, July the 7th. This is the 50th anniversary, and on July the 7th, we have performances, events, food, and we want people to come out, bring picnics,
phenomenal,
kids, and all that.
That's great. Well, we'll get you back in the air before that.
Please do.
All right. With a bunch of folks who were arrested there and talk about it. So it's good to have you here with us.
All right, brother. Appreciate all you do.
Take care. You too, man. Thank you.
All right, now.
Pete O'Neill, premiering his movie, All the King's Horses, right here, the story of Gwynn Oak Park.